Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for being with us today. My name is Dr. Elizabeth Gunn, Chair of the Sexual Misconduct Task Force, and it is my pleasure to call the meeting to order. The time is 9:05, and once again, thank you for joining us today. As a reminder, members of the public may access meeting materials and this committee's activities via the ENCHI website, www.enchi.nevada.edu. For those desiring to follow this committee's work, you may subscribe to meeting notices on the ENCHI website as well. Associate General Counsel King, would you please call the roll?
Dr. Kavita Batra.
Present.
Gwendolyn Chen. Gwendolyn Chen. Aaron Frock. Chancellor Erquiaga.
Oh. Here.
Dr. Griswold.
Present.
Chair Gunn.
Present.
Yvette Machado. Jimmy Martinez.
Here.
Dr. Moore.
Present.
Dr. Netsky.
Present.
Leslie Ramirez. Michelle Sposito.
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you so much. The first agenda item is public comment. Associate General Counsel King, would you please call for public comment?
Is there any public comment in Reno?
There is no public comment in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any public comment through the electronic portal?
There is no public comment through the electronic portal.
And seeing no public comment in Las Vegas, there's no public comment for your meeting.
Thank you. Agenda to item two is my chair's report. So I would like to start off by thanking all of those who are serving on the task force for your continued commitment and work with this important initiative, as well as our gratitude on behalf of the task force to our colleagues in both Nevada offices throughout the past calendar year to ensure the work of this task force moves forward through the infrastructure and planning. A special thanks and welcome to Eliza Hallman for your work in getting us underway for this particular session. Today we'll be recognizing the appointment of two new members and a nomination pending the next Board of Regents meeting. I'd also like to take a moment to mention that we continue to collaborate with UNR's Nevada Center for Surveys, Evaluation, and Statistics to discuss the possible and hopeful scope of work and affiliated costs. In October, Dr. Dahir and I led the task force discussion on the development and metrics and methodology that may be involved in an ENCHI system-wide climate survey regarding sexual misconduct, which includes dating violence, domestic violence, gender-based violence, gender-based harassment, violence based on sexual orientation or gender identity or expression, sexual assault, sexual harassment, stalking, or indecent exposure, and including the recommendation of implementation of this instrument. As chair of the task force, it is my plan to move forward with requesting that this be added as an agenda item per our discussion in the last meeting with the Board of Regents for the next quarterly meeting. With potential funding, we would be able to move forward with an instrument potentially funded through the UNR Center for Surveys, Evaluation, and Statistics with a reasonable timeline, potentially implementing the survey fall 2023 and finding results that later that fall and or early spring 2024 and then being able to present them to the Board of Regents. I appreciate the acting chancellor's support in this initiative. As a reminder, the following mandate guides our work, and it reads from SB 347, Section 1251, the Task Force on Sexual Misconduct at Institutions of Higher Education, created by Section 12 of this Act, shall A, review the results of any climate surveys on sexual misconduct administered at an institution within the system, and B, each year hold a meeting open to the public to provide recommendations to the Board of Regents on how to address sexual misconduct of institutions within the system. With that, on a related note, I would like to thank the students, student leadership at UNR for reaching out to me via USPS. It's nice to get something in the mail. With a notification of an action taken in the Senate of Associated Students. The letter is from Mr. Andrew Thompson, and simply a notification that the Senate, the Student Senate Association at UNR, supported a resolution in support of establishing the Nevada CARES Advocacy Center. And this resolution closely aligns with the work of the task force. So I appreciate the commitment to notification of this board, or this task force, rather. Let's see if I missed anything. Well, with that, I guess that concludes my my notes. So I appreciate the opportunity to provide an update on the work of the task force. So thank you. Agenda item 3 is approval of minutes. Ms. King, may I turn this over to you?
Sure, thank you. Linda King, Associate General Counsel, for the record. Do we have a motion for approval of the minutes that are attached as a reference item to agenda number 2?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I second.
Second.
For record, Kavita Batra.
Thank you. And all in favor of approval?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes.
Thank you. Agenda item 4 is introduction of new members. It's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Angela Moore and Ms. Erin Frock, who will introduce themselves. And again, I appreciate your willingness to serve on this important task force. And with that, I turn it over to Dr. Moore for a brief introduction. Maybe share your institution and background and what brings you to the task force.
Hi, all. Thanks so much for having me here today. I'm Dr. Angela Moore. I'm from the University of Nevada, Reno, and currently working as the Program Development Specialist for University-Wide Diversity and Inclusion. Before that, I was a teaching assistant professor in the Department of English, and my background is in rhetoric and composition and bystander intervention approaches to reducing sexual violence, and also Safe Zone LGBTQIA2+ ally trainings. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. And
good morning. Sorry. Good morning. I'm Erin Frock. I'm the lead counselor at the TMCC Counseling Center. I've been a counselor at TMCC since 2007 and have served various roles there, doing outreach, mental health wellness, all the things that you do in a counseling center. So I'm very happy to be here and part of this task force. Thank you.
Well, a warm welcome on behalf of the task force to you both. Thank you for being with us. And I look forward to collaborating. The next item is future meeting dates. At a previous meeting, we established that we would determine meeting dates based on a survey instrument like a doodle poll. And so I would propose that we continue with this plan. It's pretty simple. With the chair and vice chair having the ability to meet and confer on meeting dates prior to a doodle poll.
I'd make a motion to give authority to the chair and vice chair to use the doodle poll to set future meeting dates.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. And all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Is anyone opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries.
Thank you. This might be the easiest meeting on record. All right, the next item is election of officers. And once again, I will turn the floor over to Associate General Counsel King to lead this agenda item.
Linda King for the record. So you have before you for nominations today the positions of chair and vice chair. And on behalf of Dr. Gunn, we'll now open the floor to nominations for the position of chair. Are there any nominations?
I would nominate Dr. Gunn for chair.
We have a nomination for Dr. Gunn. Are there any other nominations for the position of chair?
This is Kavita Batra for record. I would like to nominate Dr. Gunn for the chair position.
All right, thank you. Are there any other nominations for position of chair? Hearing none with one nominee, can I please have all in favor of Dr. Gunn as chair?
Aye.
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 Any opposition? Hearing none, Dr. Gunn has been reelected to the position of chair. On behalf of Chair Gunn, we'll now open the floor for nominations for the position of vice chair. Are there any nominations for the position of vice chair?
Elizabeth Gunn, for the record, I'd like to nominate Dr. Tabor Griswold.
All right, Dr. Griswold's been nominated for the position of vice chair. Are there other nominations for the position of vice chair? All right, hearing no other nominations, all in favor of Dr. Griswold for the position of vice chair?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, you've elected Dr. Griswold for position of vice chair. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ms. King, and thank you, Dr. Griswold, for your willingness to continue to serve in this capacity. And I appreciate the vote as well. Moving on to agenda item 7, new business. To hear your input on agenda items for inclusion in future meetings, to comply with Nevada open meeting law, we need to ensure that any comments and discussion here are limited to the description and clarification of the subject matter of the item, which may include the reasons for the request, but no substantive discussion may occur at this meeting on new business. So with that, are there any recommendations for new business?
Madam Chair. This is Dale Urquiaga in the Reno office. I am sure this is on your agenda, but in interest of the timelines that we operate under, the survey instrument that you mentioned, I believe the statute requires that that be approved by the board. And so in order to meet the fall deadline, the Board of Regents would need to receive that survey instrument at its June meeting, and then I could in this office put the money in the fiscal 23 budget. So if you could add to a April or May agenda, that instrument, it would be helpful to me to get that item before the board in June.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Moving the survey instrument forward is our primary directive, so that will certainly be a recurring point of discussion. Are there any other related new business items? Okay, if there are no new additional business items, again, fastest meeting and in recent times, we'll move on to public comment, and I turn the meeting back over to Ms. King.
Linda King for the record. Is there any public comment on the electronic portal?
There is no public comment on the electronic portal.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Reno?
There is no public comment in Reno.
Thank you. Any public comment in Las Vegas? Seeing no public comment in Las Vegas, that item is concluded.
Okay. Well, once again, many thanks to our NTE offices for making the meeting space and infrastructure possible. Thank you all for your continued commitment and willingness to serve on this important task force. And with that, the meeting is hereby adjourned in a quick 16 minutes at 9:21. I look forward to seeing you all soon.